Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
To you.
It's
7 after hour. Let's not waste a minute of your time getting right to what's going on here. Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and Molly on duty, at your service, on your side, with the latest items, including the continuing probe into who actually got the shooters all sort of jigged up. Is that a good expression? My grandmother used to use that. I don't even know what it means. Anyway, getting them worked up, probably. The story from Garland, Texas, where Ms. Geller... Is Ms. Geller married, by the way? Do we know that about her?
Grandma Geller?
Yeah, is she married?
Yeah.
We found out a little about her. She came from New York. She has two of these organizations. I'm wondering how much money she's making from the 501c3s that she's running. And I also want to know if she's married, has children, a family.
She's 56 years old.
Yeah.
New Yorker.
Divorced.
I mean, I can't imagine that.
Poor guy.
I was going to say. I'd like to deal with that.
We've got four kids.
Four. How old are they?
It doesn't say.
We'll talk to them when they get out of therapy.
Oh, right. Yeah. All right. Oof. All right. So anyway, are these two guys from ISIS, or are they loners? ISIS says, we're responsible. Investigating doesn't suggest that that's the case, though. Is it, Molly?
No, they're kind of taking responsibility, but they're saying that they're their brothers and that they're following them.
Brothers in spirit.
Yes.
Yes.
What
right.
I've heard is that they put out a call. They knew about this of ISIS, the group ISIS. They have a radio platform, believe it or not.
Really?
ISIS is very...
The ISIS radio show. Morning radio.
I know. It's wacky morning radio. Oh, bomb, bomb.
That's good, Jennifer.
Mid-morning beheadings.
That's right. Yeah. So they have apparently this radio platform.
Afternoons will short sheet your bed.
There we go.
That's right.
Welcome to ISIS Morning Radio. Let's see what's going on about the top of the weather over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lots of jets in the sky.
Weather, driving and weather on the tens on ISIS Radio.
So it sounds weird, but they're a very advanced group. You know, they use social media very well. They know how to market themselves. So they knew about this event, excuse me, ahead of time, because Pamela Geller, I actually interviewed somebody about this. She does these events in response to events that she feels take away her freedom of speech. So then she puts out these events to represent freedom of speech, I guess.
There was an event
that was very on the fringe, very Muslim-centric, very Islam-centric, that had just happened in Garland, which is why she chose that as a backdrop for this event. So the ISIS people knew she was planning it. They've been following her. She has a very big security detail of her own because she's under constant threat. And they put out this messaging saying, hey, destroy Texas. There's this big event in Garland, Texas. And so these two, who happen to be in Phoenix, are thought to have picked that up on social media, on some of the ISIS networks, saying, hey, destroy Texas. That's why it wasn't very planned out. I mean, that's why it was kind of a failure. My thought is ISIS wouldn't have claimed these guys because it wasn't a successful event for them,
right.
If it weren't really ISIS behind it. Right. So
it's kind of like the release of a successful movie.
Right. I mean, these guys went in and they ended up dead and no one else did. So for them, I would imagine that's a failure.
Right.
You know.
All right. Next, Baltimore. Or as they say there, Baltimore.
Baltimore.
How do they say it, Richie? Baltimore.
Baltimore, huh?
Baltimore.
You got to follow up every sentence with hun.
Okay, hun. So what's the latest... Not anything new on Freddie Gray's death, but another family has surfaced. Fellow who died after being paralyzed. Pretty much the same story. as Mr. Gray riding in the back of a police van. The family of this fellow wants to reopen the case. His name was Don D. Johnson. He was a plumber, arrested in 2005 for public urination, died after he was injured in what was described as a quote-unquote rough ride, in which the police van was deliberately driven erratically. The family sued the police department for, they got an award of $7.4 million, but all they got was $216,000 because of some legal wranglings. The city has an ordinance that says if you sue the city, all you get out of it is $216,000.
Right, there's a cap.
Yeah. But during the trial, this is what's more interesting, a policeman testified that rough rides were a quote-unquote unsanctioned technique of the police department. What does that mean to you? Unsanctioned technique.
Unapproved.
Yeah, not part of their training.
Okay. So then why is there a cap on what, if the police are doing this on their own and not sanctioned, why doesn't somebody sue the police by themselves? Sue the individual police officers who are involved in this individually.
It's got to be somehow protected by the union, don't you think?
Not if they're unsanctioned. Not if they're not, if it's not on the books. I don't see how they could be protected. Am I right or wrong?
It's going to get crazy.
Because they're going to have people like this all over the place.
In D.C., in D.C. here, they are redefining what it means to assault an officer. So right now, if an officer tries to handcuff you, and you take your arms and you put them all the way out and you stiffen your arms, they consider that assault.
Great.
And so what they're saying now is if you, we won't consider that assault anymore. Or if you, I think it was spitting or something like that, blowing.
That should be assault.
That should be assault. So what we're going to get to the point is here where people can actually just hit a cop. And a cop's
and
not
no
allowed
big deal.
To arrest them.
Well, look at the hypocrisy that we've seen this week. I mean, you had that officer in New York who was assassinated, shot
right.
in the face, and died, 25 years old.
And you
a white cop shot.
They do.
Yes, shot in the face by a career criminal who happened to be African American. You don't hear one peep. There is no protest. There is no riot. Why is that? Why are people upset that a 25-year-old kid gets shot in the face?
Because there's two different standards, two different ways of thinking
about
this
stuff. Because
people
don't give a rat's about cops' lives.
Yeah. No, because there's no cover-up here. It is what it is. This horrible, awful guy shot a police officer who was doing his job and killed him, and that's the story.
And that's okay. We've acknowledged that.
It's not okay.
Right.
It's horrible.
But why
like
isn't
Jennifer
saying, why isn't there protest? And Molly got a good answer because all the answers are there. It's clear what went on. So why are you suggesting that white
But aren't we protesting the death? I mean, aren't we pro? I mean, there was no cover up in Baltimore.
No,
I mean,
no.
They pressed charges right away.
We're protesting treatment, not the death. I think this
okay, well, we should protest the treatment of the head cop.
I'm with you. I'll go march with you, Rich, because I think, you
there'll
know...
There'll be two of you there.
Sadly, that's probably true.
Yeah, no, it's. I'm not saying it's good, but I'm... You know, you may be able to get the people that listen to the Salem station in New York all worked up about it, and they'll show up. I get, the Guardian Angel,
He's not on Salem anymore.
No, he's not. He's back over
WABC.
At ABC.
Yeah,
right. He'd be there. He'd show up. All right, 15 past the hour. Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Okay, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold?
And decaf.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
No reason.
Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 33.9-ounce can of Folgers Classic Roast Ground regular coffee for just $6.99. Offer valid on QH46030 in store and online. It's 5.99 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
16 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We're happy to have Dr. Ron Hoffman joining us. He has one of the best newsletters, medical newsletters I've ever seen, frankly. I read it every week, and I do. I mean, I might say that, and I usually mean what I say, but I do read this because I'm interested in the contents. It's called the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. Sign up for it at drhoffman, with two X, drhoffman.com. Keep yourself apprised of many of the things from the alternative side that are important to know. So I have this product that we're talking about on the air. A lot of people are asking me questions about the functions that people have when they're doing their number two. Squatty Potty is the name of the product, and it's being touted as a great thing for moms because it's a Mother's Day week thing, and so we're selling them on the air. And I thought maybe I would ask you, because this is something that people, you're talking about this on the radio, but why shouldn't we? You do a program every weekend that's aimed at helping people understand what's going on in their bodies. So what is going on in one's body? A woman, this product, the Squatty Potty, was created for a woman who had had 7 children. She had a problem with constipation and hemorrhoids. So why would that necessarily, the Squatty Potty raises you, put on top of the toilet, it raises you up so that you're, it looks like you're doing a squat in terms of working out of the gym. Your butt is sort of level instead of sitting down, which is a better way to poop, I'm told, right? Is that, how does it work?
Yeah, it's basic anatomy because, especially women, and especially after multiple pregnancies, there's a relaxation or weakening of what are called the puborectalis muscles, the muscles that support the pelvic floor.
Write that down, Reggie.
I've been working my puborectalis muscles out.
Yeah. Right. Well, you can. You can do Kegel exercises, which help that. But also the act of squatting actually helps to compress those muscles and compensates for weakness. And, you know, they even talk about birthing, you know, in the squatting position. Mm-hmm. You know, this is actually one of the traditional ways of birthing in, you know, parts of the third world.
Right.
And so there may be a rationale to this product, you know, because it actually may permit better compression. You know, a lot of people are sitting.
Well,
the
point may be as well that it would be the better position for all of us to take when we're eliminating that way, yes?
Exactly. Well, it is actually the traditional position, so to speak. You know, if we're talking, you know, paleo diet, we can talk about paleo pooping, because basically it was like a hole in the ground, or not even a hole in the ground. It was, you know, go back in the woods and, you know, do your business.
And use a leaf to wipe yourself off.
Hopefully it's available. Yeah. So, you know, this is a return to our traditional roots, so to speak.
Yeah. All right. So those of you who have heard that now and you hear the medical explanation for doing it and you want a Squatty Potty for your mom, you can text Doug to 511-511. That's texting Doug to 511-511.
It's a bouquet of roses, right?
You know, maybe you put roses with it, if you will.
Exactly. In the Squatty Potty.
All right. So breastfeeding, lowering breast cancer recurrence. Is that a no-brainer? Or, I mean, it would seem if you're cleaning out your breast, that's better for you.
Exactly. The idea is that the breast is not designed to have, like, continuous stimulation with hormones, and that pregnancy and nursing allows the breast to do what it's intended to do, to go through various cycles of hormonal change. And unless that happens, the breast may be bathed in harmful hormones that promote cancerous cell growth. So, you know, having multiple kids, maybe it's not 100% protection, but somewhat protective against breast cancer.
All right, 10 seconds on the fluoride water level. Feds say take it out. Yes?
No, they say you're just saying lower it a little bit because it causes tooth modeling. They're not. Look, I'd like to see it out. But
me too.
It's at least some progress.
Yeah, right. No fluoride in the water. There should be all kinds of protests about that. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Sign up for the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter at drhoffman.com.
Bye. Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Usually at this spot of each hour, we have some musical inclinations. And so I thought it would be good, because Richie was at the Jazz Fest last week, to understand how many people go to this thing, what they see when they are there, because it's not really the Jazz Fest. It's called the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival.
It's a celebration of all music.
All right, it used to be a jazz fest, but now it's everything.
No, I mean, it's always been a celebration of funk, gospel, blues, zydeco, jazz, rock, anything that is a part of New Orleans music.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. So, let's see who else beside Elton John. You said Lenny Kravitz. Who did you see, actually,
well,
that performed it?
I'm playing Elton John now. When I went this weekend, we usually pick a day not to go to the festival.
Really?
Because it's going to be so incredibly crowded. And this year, it was Elton John. And we were talking to our friend Roberta and her husband, Tom, who works the festival in the sound engineering group. And he said that they estimate that there were 65,000 people there on Saturday alone.
Really?
Wow.
Which, how does the city handle that many people?
It's the city can handle it fine.
Yeah.
The festival is, the grounds are big enough. It takes place on a big horse racetrack.
Yeah.
And the stages are around the horse racetrack, with the infield being where all the food and, you know, this and that is.
Right.
And it just, it's too many people. It's
460,000 people.
Over the course of the 2 weekends.
So can you buy tickets to individual days, or do you have to buy the whole weekend?
When I first started going, it was $45 for a day. Now it's $65 for a day.
That's still a deal.
And on Sunday, I'll give you a, I saw George Porter and the Running Partners. I saw the Meters. I saw Anders Osborne, which are all kind of local.
What time do they start in the day? What time is this thing?
11:30 is when it starts.
In the morning.
And it ends.
And it goes all day long.
At about 6:30. And
so
I saw Lenny Kravitz. And at the same time Lenny Kravitz was on the Acura stage, Steve Winwood was on the Gentilly stage.
Right.
But I'd seen Steve Winwood 5 times.
So how many would be, you just walk between the stages? Is that it?
You just walk around. And
so how do they pay people like Elton John, who normally gets like $1 million a night or something.
I mean, he's going to do an hour and a half set. So it's gonna
once while he's there, that's it? Or is he every day out there?
No, just once.
Once.
Just once.
Yeah.
So, you know, 10 years ago, they started, Jazz Fest started having a problem getting enough money to really cover their expenses, so they started selling these national acts.
Yeah.
And that's when it started getting more and more crowded, but it saved the festival, so everybody kind of put up with it.
Mm-hmm.
So now one of the things I go for is, okay, I want to see Lenny Kravitz. I've never seen him before. That's cool. I want to see all of my local things, like the Meters and the you know, just all of these bands, Anders Osborne and everything. And then there's always that one gem that you find.
Yeah, like?
And I found the Monophonics this year.
Monophonics.
And they're a L.A.-based funk band.
Yep.
With horns and keyboards, and they are just fun.
This is them?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love this. I never heard of them before. Crank it up. It's like a combo L.A.-Philadelphia sound.
Yeah, it's very slow,
very smooth.
Funk.
Oh, my God,
they call
great.
Themselves psychedelic funk because they're actually San Francisco based.
Yeah.
But check them out on YouTube. You can see the Monophonics. They do a cover of a song called Bang Bang,
yeah,
which is a traditional old country song. And it's just, it's a lot of fun. So the beauty of Jazz Fest is I'll go there and I'll see different renditions. Band we saw called The Word, which is a instrumental jam band that does gospel tunes, traditional gospel tunes. But they jam on them like Hendrix or the Grateful Dead or something like that. It's really cool.
460,000 people. Last year, there were 435,000. The high point before had been when the Boss and the Beach Boys showed up in 2012, 450,000.
It was crazy.
Showed up. So 460 this time. That's quite a mark. A lot of people.
It's too crowded.
That's
it.
Yeah, I would think we'd have a hard time having fun with all those people. 28 after on Good Day.
This is a Medical Minute from Dr. Chambers on Call, keeping you healthy without that dreaded copay. Exercise is vital to your health, but it can't overcome a bad diet. No way. You are what you eat. So what should you be eating? Natural foods are best. The kind of food your great-grandmother would have eaten. Veggies, fruits, whole grains, eggs, potatoes, lean meat, and fresh fish. Sadly, unlike our great-grandparents, we eat a lot of processed food. These are foods that are worked on in a factory until they are a shadow of their former selves. The nutrients are stripped out and sugar, lots of sugar thrown in with salt and fat to give it a bit of taste. Otherwise you wouldn't sniff it, let alone eat it. All too often the result is mindless food, the kind of stuff you gorge on watching TV and don't notice until your waistline balloons out. Finally, portion control is vital even with the good stuff. This is a Medical Minute with Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Need professional grade and industrial strength? Get a Kubota Z700 Zero Turn Mower now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 4 years during Kubota's More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 48 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN. You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No! interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Let's try that again, Dougster. It's 33 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Molly Page, Kenny Kessler, Rich McFadden, and Doug here overviewing what's going on. So let's get to California and what Jennifer can tell us about the new regulations, the water cutbacks. I'm wondering when I go to L.A. this weekend if I'm going to ever actually have a shower. I have. That's the thing I love about my house in Santa Monica. The shower is the best part of my house, other than the fact that it's close to the water and stuff. But it's the best shower I've ever had on any house that I ever owned. And so now I think to myself, good God. What's going to happen to my...
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Is it going to dry up?
My showers. So what's the story?
Well, the story is that on Tuesday, the state has now made it official that it's a mandated 25% reduction in urban water use across the board. Mm-hmm. And to put it in perspective, water savings since last summer in California totaled only 8.6%. So we have a long way to go. Uh-huh. And it's an executive order by Jerry Brown, which now gives a lot of power to local government and local agencies. They're going to be able to designate people that already work for them, or maybe they can hire some new folks that will actually go around and provide ticketing. The fine used to be the maximum. Well, that's the thing. They're going to rely on people reporting you, so that calls into question. You better start bringing ties to your neighbor.
My next door neighbor is going to check out when she's watching me take my shower.
People can report you. They can look at any meter stuff, which for me in Los Angeles, we're governed by the Department of Water and Power.
Right.
My meter has been broken since I moved into my home.
Hey, congratulations, Jennifer. So, free water.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, you have people, you have all these really unreliable methods of tracking people's overuse of water. And here's the scary thing, though, Dougie.
Yeah.
The maximum fine used to be $500.
Right.
They bumped it up to $10,000.
So how are they going to fine you on the basis of what?
of your, if they think you're overwatering, if you're overusing, if they see you with water leaks.
Right,
you know,
so
a lot of times people use their sprinklers or they water cement.
Okay, so last year I had a hot water. I've lived in this house since, I think I bought it in 2007. So I've been there 7-8 years. I put two water heaters in it since I got there. And last year the water heater exploded and there was nobody there. Brendan wasn't there. I wasn't there. So for 13 days, the water, and I'm on the LA River. So the water goes through the heater and out into the river. And I got a bill from the LA water and power people for $1,340. And normally my water bill is about maybe the two bills together, $40-$60 a month. I mean, it's not expensive, but you know, it's a little house and we don't use that much power. So anyway, I called to see if there was something we could do. And what I got was, after four tries at getting to somebody, yeah, and it's not their fault, I understand, but they held hard, and I said, my water heater broke, and there was nobody there, and the water just drained out all over the place, and the lady says, well, what do you want from us? I said, well, I'd like some consideration, because I didn't use the water, it went down into the LA River. She said, yes, you did use the water, it went through the meter. So whether what you do with it after it goes through the meter is your business.
It's yours,
and so I paid $1,340.
Here's what's so ridiculous. First of all, there were 682 penalties given out over the last few months, even though the water agencies received over 10,000 complaints and tips, okay?
Yeah, right.
So it shows you they're having trouble implementing.
Right.
But here's what gets me crazy. I was watching the local news in L.A. last night, and they were talking about how the famed DWP, I just mentioned them, they handle the water and power in Los Angeles, wasted billions of gallons of water into storm drains because they had leaks and it was too expensive to recapture the water, so they just let it go into the storm drains.
There's a class action lawsuit here like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, forget it. And I told you how weeks ago in San Diego, they released like 3 billion gallons of water into the ocean, fresh water into the ocean to save seven fish. I mean, it's like, okay, so we're making cuts in our life. I want to see them making cuts too. I don't want to see the nice lawn in front of City Hall. You know, I mean, the one good thing is that if you are a resident of the state of California, there are offers now for you to replace your lawn with a drought-tolerant lawn.
Yeah.
So I have, my mom's so smart, she goes, you know, you have a spare lot. I have, my house is on three lots, and I have one that has nothing really on it except for some fruit trees.
And one that has old junk cars and stuff on it.
Yeah, that's, my junkyard lot. Yeah. It's like Lamont from San Francisco. But she said, why don't you call and have them do your spare lot? You could put in like a Zen garden or something, like a rock Zen garden. Because they're offering like $3.80 a square foot to redo yards.
Well, you should definitely do that. But remind us again why they don't desalinate all the water there in the ocean.
Because there's no reason. There's none. There's not a good reason in the world that isn't done, Richie. Questions being asked by everybody. But there's going to be some huge lawsuits here.
It's environmentalists that have shut these places down. We spent billions of dollars. There are desalinizing plants
Santa Barbara's got a fairly new one. They do
desalinize a little in San Diego, I think. And the other question is, why don't we seed the clouds? Well, that's a great question.
Yeah.
The other one is, why part of the reason California is in such trouble is because it's run by a bunch of dummies for years and years. I'm not just talking about the current administration in place. I mean, for years and years, you look at states like Arizona, they are no problem at all with water, and they live in a worse, their desert is drier than ours.
Yep.
They're next to the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, they take water and they hold it in tanks underneath the ground.
Yeah.
And so it's like California is just so poorly run. We live in a desert, number one, and we're overrun with
lawyer in California be licking my chops.
It'd be awesome.
All of the suits that are going to come out of this, they are going to be crammed and slammed.
You know how we route electricity and oil all over the country, right?
And water.
Wouldn't it be awesome if California has to go to Arizona to help?
What they should do is go up to Washington State because they got a flood of water over Washington State.
So here's two little pieces for you. The first one I already forgot. The second one... What did you just say? That made me think of something I wanted to tell you.
Not important.
First one is going to be crime. think about all the new crime opportunities that they're committing. You're going to have people coming into your yard stealing your hose water now because they don't want to pay for it themselves, and fines are going to be so high. Number two, William Shatner, and I think I told you guys this, is very serious. He's hired a water czar on his own dime to create a pipeline that's supposed to run down the coast that connects to the Columbia River and pipelines water into California. And if you took 10% of the fresh water that's just wasted and dumped from the Columbia River into the Pacific Ocean, you could cover the state of California in 16 inches of water.
There you go.
It's a brilliant idea. Right. Only $3 billion in government terms. That's like what you find in your couch.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to build a pipeline.
All right. The city of Los Angeles filed a lawsuit yesterday against the Wells Fargo Banking Corporation, suggesting that their bank has been looking the other way. You're going to all find this shocking, I'm sure, those of you or those of us who have Wells Fargo accounts. The salespeople in the banks have been taking advantage, shockingly, of Mexican immigrants who come to the bank, can't speak English, open accounts, open or want credit cards. And so what the bank is doing is giving them credit cards and saying, here, go out and use these cards. And they have the interest rate of like 9 jillion percent on them. These people are charging up the thing. But what surprises me about this is that they are trying to get every customer they can to carry their different products. But why would they do that under the circumstances? Because they don't pay half. Yeah.
I think this was like a competition, I think, to keep their jobs. These employees at Wells Fargo had to sign up a certain amount of people.
Yeah.
And I think because of that pressure, people were signing up. They were making non-existent bank accounts using
making up social security numbers.
Right. And you know what's weird is that I do not do my personal banking with Wells Fargo, but our company, my day job at CRN, our company banking is done through Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
And so I'm in a Wells Fargo branch once a week, twice a week, and I noticed a couple months ago, and I thought this was so weird, a couple of months ago, every time I went in the bank, and these guys know me, the tellers would all say, where's your personal banking? And I, you know, tell them Bank of America, are you happy there? And I said, well, not really, but, you know, I'm not really motivated to move. I'm not unhappy enough to move.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we've got great programs right now, and I'm telling you, for about two months they were on me, and they had never done that before.
Right.
So there must have been some sort of initiative in the company to really
into a big bank, and they try this all the time. And more in California than place else. I used to have an account in the Bank of America. I had a credit card there, and I'd go in, and they'd ask me the same stuff. And I tell them that when they say, where's your personal banking? I'd say, the Framingham Cooperative Bank. And they'd look at me, what? What's the Framingham Cooperative Bank? That's my little three-branch bank that's been in business. And you know what? It's a privately held bank that is the second most profitable bank in Massachusetts.
Wow.
Three branches.
Yeah. I'm a small credit union.
Yeah. And the credit unions are terrific as well.
You know, I know a guy. He is a friend of my wife's friend. So she's Colombian. They're Latinos.
Hmm.
He works for a Bank of America, and he is there as a rep. And his only job is to handle the Spanish-only speaking customers.
Yeah.
So basically, he just sits there all day long,
waiting for somebody to come in and speak
Spanish. Waiting for somebody who doesn't speak English to walk through the door.
Yeah.
And you know how busy this guy is? Very.
Yeah, I would bet. All right, in a moment, we're going to find out what astronomers are buzzing about. 16 and a half before the hour, you need to keep bugs out of your home and away from your family. And Cedarside has your non-toxic answer to that. We've all gotten a lot of this Cedarside product. Richie, you were
I just got mine yesterday, and
I did too.
Spray a little bit on my hands and wipe it on both of the pugs because they go outside and we're right next to the woods.
Wow, this time of year.
And we found some fleas on them, so I'm going to take care of it.
You need, this is a cedar oil product, all natural.
It's all natural.
Yeah.
It's just the cedar oil and one other. It's great.
It kills and repels mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, you name it, it gets rid of it. And it's all natural, all natural, all natural, all natural.
Texas cedar oil.
Cedarside has all the products that you need to keep your family, your pets, your home, your lawn, insect and chemical free. So, call 800- 842-1464 to order, or you can go online to cedarside.com and use the coupon code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping. 800-842-1464 or go to cedarside.com and use the coupon code Doug.
Need a great tractor to help with your chores? Get a Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Still searching for the perfect Mother's Day gift? MomTrends.com founder Nicole Feliciano says there's no reason to stress, just stick to tradition.
One trend that never seems to go out of style is a traditional mom-approved favorite, flowers. Teleflora's new Mother's Day bouquets are a gorgeous 3-in-1 gift for mom, professionally arranged and hand-delivered by your local florist.
Another idea is to give mom something that shows you appreciate all she does to keep the household running like clockwork.
If you're looking to make mom's life a little easier, why not consider a time-saving appliance? H.H. Gregg carries a huge selection of the latest appliances, including the new Maytag Maxima front-load steam washer featuring overnight wash and dry cycle. It's a gift that can give mom more time with her family every day.
And if you want to show mom you really know her style,
remember, your jewelry isn't just jewelry, it's the story of you. Pandora's Shimmering Rose collection with layers of petals on hand-finished sterling pieces are the perfect gift to complement any mother's style.
Learn more at videopump.tv.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
SpaceX sending a prototype Dragon capsule into the skies as a test of a system critical to the safety of astronauts who might climb on board in a couple of years. If all goes well, the 6-second engine firing will rocket the capsule up about 5,000 feet, simulating how it would push astronauts away from harm. If the Falcon 9 rocket were in danger of exploding on the launch pad, this burn would take them up 90 seconds and get them out of the way, which is something that obviously didn't happen. We didn't have in 86 when we all know January of 86 what happened to the Challenger astronauts.
Did you know Big Bird was supposed to be in the Challenger?
No.
Seriously?
Really? I didn't know that.
And that's why Kristen McAuliffe went, honestly.
Really?
The guy that played Big Bird was supposed to go into space to bring people, to bring kids excitement about space travel.
Yeah.
And he was supposed to go in there, but his costume wouldn't fit because Big Bird's 8'1".
Right.
And so they pulled him out of the Challenger, and Kristen McAuliffe went and became the first teacher in space to bring kids' attention. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And yeah.
We talked about Big Bird yesterday, Kenny. Yeah. Why did we talk about Big Bird?
Because the guy's 81. Documentary out.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Documentary.
That's it. Yeah.
Documentary.
Right. Yeah. All right, also from space, the folks at NASA say they have discovered a galaxy over 13 billion light years away. Your head will explode trying to figure this out. This is the farthest in distance and time that we have ever seen in terms of looking into what else is out there besides our galaxy and the other galaxies. This is a new galaxy, 13 billion light years. You can't even begin to imagine what one light year is. Never mind. A light year is how far you would travel. The speed of light is 180,000 feet per second or something, right? Isn't it like that? Something crazy like that.
Sure.
So multiply that 180,000 feet per second times 60 seconds times 60 minutes times 24 hours times 365 days. That's a light year. That's how much, that's the distance in a light year. And this galaxy is 13 billion light years away. how do you even begin to, and that's why we don't understand a lot of what goes on in the universe. You don't understand that my dog Charlotte is right here with me in spirit. Her energy is right here. You think I'm crazy? No, I'm not crazy. This is part of what people don't understand about what goes on in the world. Our minds can't comprehend it well. But, I mean, just think about the astonishing reality that we found a galaxy that was 13 billion light years away from us. Those numbers are just beyond comprehension. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You never change the stakes. The house takes you. Unless, when that perfect hand comes along, you bet big, and then you take the house.
I've been practicing this speech.
A little bit. Did I rush it? Felt like I rushed.
That was good. I liked it.
So hot.
There needs to be another one of these movies. They were all good.
Yes.
Elvis, with a little less conversation, became a hit again in 2001 when it appeared in the first of the Ocean movies, Ocean's 11. George Clooney having his 54th birthday today. How old is his wife? She like in her late...
No, she's my... She's 36, 37, something like that.
Okay. So this is a good argument for a different show. But
could have been me.
54 to 36.
Yeah, could have been you. Should have been you. Yeah. The cool thing about this Elvis song is it was a remix by like these British DJs who put all the drum beats and just remixed the whole thing. It was very cool.
All right, you got any more sound from the movie,
Absolutely.
Richie?
Absolutely.
This all makes 10. 10 ought to do it, don't you think? You think we need one more? You think we need one more? All right, we'll get one more.
What I love about...
Called, he wants his shirt back.
That was a great line.
Called, he wants his shirt back.
These movies, all of them, Chucker, I thought were sensational. Just nothing but pure entertainment, fun, watching these guys, knowing anybody who checked into her knew. I don't know why I knew it. I guess I knew because Brendan, my son, who's in the business, told me that they basically prepared an outline for this and then they let everybody go. There was no real script to these things. They just brought people in. They figured out how to do the scenes and what they wanted to do, what they wanted to accomplish with the scenes, and they just would do three or four takes of different ways of them basically ad-libbing their way through the whole movie, all the movies.
Saves money on the screenplay.
But I, you know, when you think about it, that's the kind of stuff. Remember all the Smoking the Bandit movies and things that are a lot of fun. There have been other movies that I can think of, but I'm just, these two are a good example of what you can, what these people, they all get together, they're friends, and they just have a good time.
Well,
and
the director of those films was Steven Soderbergh,
right?
Who's
yeah.
known for doing a lot of experimental stuff
yeah.
when shooting movies.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, good stuff. Happy birthday, George Clooney. All right, movie news from Chuck Curry on the Good Day program in a moment.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
All right, so Chucker.
Yeah,
Chucker, go. I'm looking at something that suggests that the next Mission Impossible film is going to appear pretty much in tandem with the latest documentary on Scientology. What's the point of that? What's the people keep throwing things at Tom Cruise like this was going to destroy his career. I think his career is indestructible. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. Well, here's the math on this. Very few people will actually ever see that documentary, except for probably a few hundred thousand. And many people will go to the theater to see Mission Impossible 5.
Right.
So in terms of box office, nobody's really going to care what they think on that subject or Tom Cruise's involvement, because they want to see Tom Cruise play Ethan Hunt as a character on the big screen. So I don't see that putting...
What's the buzz, by the way? Last time you were talking about it, you thought it was pretty good on Mission Impossible.
The buzz on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear. Well, I expect it to be good. The last two installments in that franchise, I thought were absolutely terrific. So I expect this one.
They're getting better each time, in essence.
They've gotten better each time. That's true. I didn't like the original, and the second one had mixed feelings. It was directed by John Woo, but I loved the third one and I loved the fourth one. So we'll see where the fifth.
When is the next one? When is it coming out? Pretty soon, isn't it?
It comes out, I believe, in late June or early July.
All right. What else you got quickly?
Disney-owned Lucasfilm confirmed there will be more Indiana Jones movies, but would not say whether it'll be a reboot or continuation with Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones. Considering they're so busy with Star Wars, this won't happen for a few years. I'm going to go reboot. That's my gut feeling.
Nah, they need to have. They need these older. They need the consistency.
Dig up the old stars and prop them up.
No, stop it, will you, please? Jack Curry, have a good day.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.